Ha'adeh ad Chug Shamayim. This kina presents two major themes. The first is that the day of Tisha B'Av is not merely the time on which so many calamities occurred, but actually, in a metaphysical way, is the cause of these calamities. This is expressed in the very first stanza in the third line, when the Paitan states, A'or yom macharivi pa'amayim, I will curse the day that twice destroyed me. The idea that Tisha B'Av is different from all other days, that it's somehow part of the cause of tragedy, is reflected in the halacha itself. The Rambam in Hilchot Tanit Perikei Halacha Gimel calls Tisha B'Av Yom Hamuchan Lapuranut, the day which is prepared for punishment. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir further describes it thus in the first line of the following stanza, when he writes, Avchin Bivchi Yalel Midbar, I will contemplate with tears the night in the desert. That night, the first tragic Tisha B'Av, B'nai Yisrael heard the report of the spies and cried for no reason. Our sages tell us that because they cried for no reason, that night would become a night on which they would eventually cry for a good reason. From that moment, the date itself was marked as a causative factor, a day that would cause weeping. The remainder of that stanza continues the theme of the inappropriate nature of the original crying by comparing that night to this night, that desert to the desert of destruction. He concludes the stanza by wishing that he could be in the original desert, where we only thought that things were bad, instead of today, where evil is a reality. The second major theme of the kina is that the calamity of the Chorban was not localized and restricted to Klal Yisrael. Rather, it created an upheaval in the entire universe. Thus, the second line reads, Ale iti shamayim, I will make heaven lament with me. The second line of the third stanza reads, Agare bi kol b'nei bayit, I will incite the angels to ally themselves with me. The third line of the fifth stanza reads, Ahu cheres v'sahar, milhagia lemuli, the sun and moon will convey their woe by ceasing to shine. And the third line of the sixth stanza reads, Umlulu mazalot b'kor'im ma'ili, the constellation suffered when I tore my cloak. The final three stanzas have a change in tone. Rather than lamenting the corruption of the universe and the fact that this day is designed to create lamentation, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir looks towards the future, when Tisha B'Av will be a day of redemption rather than a day of mourning. He states, Ayumati, b'chol shana omeret, hi hashana hazot. My people every year state that this is the year that we will have redemption. The only reason that we can have an end to our lamenting is our conviction that our mourning will become rejoicing and there will be an end to Tisha B'Av as we currently experience it. For this reason, there was a minhag in Europe to put keynote in Geniza every year. As we just stated, this will be the year of redemption and we don't need our keynote anymore. In the same vein, some people, such as the Vilna Gaon, do not approve of saying and benching Boneh v'rachamav Yerushalayim, he rebuilds Jerusalem with mercy, but instead prefer the girsa Boneh Yerushalayim, he rebuilds Yerushalayim. It's not contingent on mercy, it's a divine promise, and accordingly, it must take place. This is our consolation, and the reason we can say, at the end of the kina, Al tishkach tzakat Ariel, elav le'egor Yehuda v'Yisrael. Do not forget the cry of the temple, and rejoin Yehuda and Israel to her. We don't know when, but we believe in the divine promise that this must eventually take place.